22 minutes past 5 o'clock, and do you own a property in Johannesburg? In other words, are you facing the prospect of perhaps paying more for your rates because they've got now the property evaluations, and that's been the big thing. Now, the COJ, the City of Johannesburg, has extended its objection deadline on your property rates from the 31st of March, so that's this Friday. They've extended from this Friday to the 5th of May, and I think a lot of people are breathing a sigh of relief. This is not our first time, this is not our first rodeo when it comes to the COJ and property rates. And I know of a friend, Mvangeli, I know of a friend whose property is evaluated at 2.9 million. It's a beautiful house, but the COJ have got it evaluated at 7 million. Now, this is lovely. If you were selling it for 7 million, you'd be smiling, but it's got nothing to do with that. It's about your property rates. So this person is going to be paying probably double or triple of what they're paying now. This person is panicking. On the line is Outer's Executive Head of Social Innovation, Julius Kleinhans. Hi, Julius. Good afternoon. Good to have you on 702. Hi.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
Question, why is it that it just appears that the COJ continues to get this wrong, or is it just an isolated matter and just a few people?
Now, this is actually a general issue throughout municipalities in our country. We see that methodologies and old methodologies are applied throughout the city or municipality, and people are getting nasty surprises come July in that same year. So I think it's very important that people start understanding their rights and how to participate. You know, when you hear something called the generation valuation, the general valuation role, it doesn't mean anything. But as soon as I tell you, well, it's the municipality valuing your property and that will affect your property rates, you know, you get people's attention.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about the old methodology. How do they calculate this? I mean, do they walk around and put their heads over your wall and go, oh, nice house, we'll make it 7 million? Or do they go on property size? How does this work?
You know, sometimes I'm confused myself on how they do it. But what they do is they actually look at specific areas, mostly from an aerial point of view. And then they calculate, I would say, guesstimates. But the reason I'm saying I don't always know either is you might find that properties next to each other differ exorbitantly. So, you know, I think one has to really start looking at different methodologies when it comes to property rates. One has to ask the question, if you had to get a 60% increase in your property value this year, as you've mentioned earlier, it's supposed to be a willing buyer, willing seller ratio. On the 1st of July last year, 2022. And let's be honest, markets aren't great. You know, I don't think people's values that they will get for their property is it's even close to what it can be worth. You know, I think the rates need to be according to inflation.
Yeah. When you object, do you have to perhaps take an estate agent's evaluation form with you? How do you prove your case?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, look, on the Outer website, we've put together some simplified ways and steps that you can take to look at your property value and compare it and take some action. I think, you know, it will be wise if you were to come across an exorbitant increase to consult the professional. And that's not necessarily always an estate agent. It's you get accredited valuers that do this work. You know, just to build some more substance to your case. But we've also got confirmation from the city's point of view that anyone can object. I mean, that's what the law says. But it's important that you object with some, you know, you have some argument that you put in place. So we've got some insights and information on the Outer website where people can look to simplify the method.
Yeah,
I think that's very important. Yeah,
it is very important because, you know, you talk about accredited valuers, which is a good thing, but you don't want to have to shell out money now because somebody's made a mistake in your property. Is it quite expensive to get an expert in?
Yeah, look, that's a reality. And if you don't object and there are exorbitant increases, you will most likely pay up to the thousands over the next 4 to 5 years in this new valuation. Because that's the rates you pay every month. But yeah, I think it can differ anything between 1,000 to 3,000 rand to get an expert to do the work. But you know, if your rates go up exorbitantly, then you might save tens of thousands in the process.
Yeah, it's money well spent. Have people been quite successful then when challenging their evaluations?
Yeah, I think there's various people that's been very successful in that in the past. We've also seen in other municipalities like Ekurhuleni, which is about 2 years ago, where some of the properties went up by 2,000%. You know,
that's incredible.
It's unaffordable. They'll put you out of your house.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's been tens of thousands of objections in that municipality, and I think it's very important to set your case. It's your right. But also, I need to highlight this, that if people don't go and inspect their new valuations and they don't object if they have to, then, you know, they won't be able to take any actions in the near future. So they have to participate. And, you know, even though it sounds a bit cumbersome, you know, you have to do this. It's part of the process.
Gee whiz, go and spend some money once again when somebody doesn't do their job properly. That's the bottom line. Outer's Executive Head of Social Innovation, Julius Kleinhans. Thanks so much for coming on to 702.